This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. NBC's The West Wing presents its final episode this Sunday, after 7 seasons on the air. The network is preceding this last hour of The West Wing with the very first hour, by repeating the 1999 pilot that launched the series. So today on Fresh Air, in addition to commenting on the way The West Wing started and is ending, we'll revisit interviews with some of its cast members, Bradley Whitford, Alan Alda, and the late John Spencer. The pilot of The West Wing was a brilliant hour of television, a virtually perfect TV pilot, introducing the characters, settings, and conflicts in one seamless, entertaining package. Aaron Sorkin, who created the series, wrote the script, and Tommy Schlamme directed it. That first West Wing introduced us not only to the primary characters, but to a previously unfamiliar acronym. In a key early scene, Rob Lowe, playing presidential advisor Sam Seaborn, has just spent the night with a woman he met in a bar. What he doesn't know, until later in the show, is that she's a prostitute. What she doesn't know, until he gets an urgent message on his beeper, is that he works for and in the White House.
How you doing, Sam?
Let me tell you something. The water pressure in here is really impressive.
I know.
You could run hydraulics in here.
You want some?
I'm fine.
I'm wasted.
And probably free of cataracts.
I get that. That's funny.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Your message, your pager went off while you were in the shower. I hit the button because I thought it was mine. POTUS in a bicycle accident. Come to the office. I memorized it just in case I raced it by accident. These things look exactly alike. Anyway, like I said, I'm totally baked. But, though it's not like I'm a drug person. I just love pot.
Lori, I have to go.
You're kidding me. It's 5:30 in the morning.
I know this doesn't look good.
Not that good, no.
But you know what? I really like you, and if you give me your number, I'd like to call you.
Stay right here. Save yourself a call.
It's not that I don't see the logic in that, but I really gotta go.
Because POTUS was in a bicycle accident?
Yep.
Tell your friend POTUS he's got a funny name, and he should learn how to ride a bicycle.
I would, but he's not my friend. He's my boss. It's not his name, it's his title.
POTUS?
President of the United States. I'll call you!
That's how The West Wing started. How it has ended for the last season and a half is with a fascinating look at a presidential election from both sides of the political fence. Alan Alda plays the Republican frontrunner, Arnold Vinnick. Jimmy Smits plays the dark horse Democratic challenger, Matt Santos. Both of these tenured TV stars have been terrific in their roles. And as Josh Lyman, who handpicks Santos to run and guides his dark horse presidential campaign all the way to victory, Bradley Whitford has been the real star of this final year of The West Wing. Certainly, he's the one original cast member who's gotten the best storyline and done the most with it. When Josh melted down trying to track the anomalies of the vote on election night, Whitford's portrayal was equal parts passion and panic and was unforgettable.